By the way, let's let you know what you're listening to.
So I'm here with Mohawk, and, howdy. You know, I'm actually here with a whole bunch of people, but more of the story of this one is, it's the little things that piss me off. I mean, Novak wrecked my $125,000 S55 Mercedes, and I was more concerned of him being all right in the accident than the actual car. Now, when I buy an orange water ice, and I put it in the freezer, and then I wake up in the morning looking forward to eating it, I find it in the trash can because somebody else ate it. So I went and got fingerprints done, and the culprit was production.
Well, I'm just happy the black guy didn't do it.
Produce Jones.
That was all.
The only thing that saved you was there was a fucking firecracker freeze pop in there that kind of saved the day.
Oh, all right. The triple cup.
But I really wanted the orange water ice big time.
I'll tell you, I tasted it, though. It was delicious.
Shut up.
Now you're just rubbing it in.
Well, you know what? I yelled at you big time about Boof cooking me that nice meal, and then it was gone. And I said, well, who else would fucking eat it? You're the only one that lives here. I'm like, who the fuck ate it then? The Invisible Man production? Then I found out that the Florida Stalker was living at the fucking treetop, and she was probably sneaking into my house eating the food when she saw my car leave.
Well, thank God she's not living in it now.
Well, thank God. Why do you not have your headset on?
No reason.
You can multitask. That's a problem. That's important. If it's the last can... Yeah. That means it's the cardinal rule of if there's a packet of cigarettes, so you okay, bum a smoke? Dude, it's my last one. You don't take it. You just don't.
Dude, you had a 4-pack. We all came back after the bar one night, and I swear, 3 people was just eating the macaroni and cheese.
But that's fine. If there's 11 macaroni and cheeses, then fuck yeah, eat it.
Yeah, it's
but
not,
if there's one left, then no.
It's not a matter of eating it or not. It's a matter of eating the last one.
Like the whole last slice of pizza rule.
Yeah.
Whoever bought it should have that last slice if they want it.
Unless G's around.
Unless G's around or Cleveland.
Dude, we went to his baby shower today, and I said, dude, you realize in like a month the kid's going to be called Baby Goose.
Baby Goose.
Baby Goose.
Baby Sick Goose. What about the gay vulture?
Gay vulture. You know, I tried to convince somebody that there were gay ghosts on the Brandywine because you painted that. I had a full discussion at the bar, and I was like, no, there's gay ghosts that butt-fuck the butt on the Brandywine. Bam painted it, and he wouldn't paint it if it wasn't
Would you
real.
Be scared if you found out that your house was haunted, but it was haunted of gay ghosts?
Yes, 100%. Well, 100%.
They're ghosts, but they're gay, and they're trying to suck your dick.
Yeah, 100%. I'd be tripped out.
I'd like to see that.
Boo.
Hello,
boo guys.
Boo guys,
listen here, you. I said boo.
I don't know. You know what? If I saw like a fucking see-through image of a ghost and it was a gay ghost, I probably wouldn't be all that scared. I guess.
Okay, you wouldn't be scared if it was a gay ghost sucking your dick, but if it was a gay ghost trying to butt fuck your butt, you'd be scared.
Yes.
It depends on the orientation of the gay ghost.
I saw a ghost kind of like push and scratch. So I don't know. Would you actually?
Push and scratch?
Or choked.
I don't read ghost books. I'm not too sure. Yeah. And forensic files. Forensic files made me get the orange water ice fingerprinted to find out who the culprit was. I think Forensic Files is officially the best fucking show ever because they find out all kinds of new research, like murders from fucking 10 years ago. They'll do DNA bullshit and find out that you were there at the scene of the crime, and now... I think it's fucking brilliant.
You definitely learn a lot watching it.
Like, some idiot would kill somebody, and the only way that they would get caught is because they, like, one dude went to a national state park to try to rob the place, which he only got $200 for, and the lady came out of the bathroom and startled him, so he grabbed a rock plaque thing off the wall and bashed her in the head with it and killed her over $200. The only reason why they found out who the guy was because he smoked Bel Air fucking 100 cigarettes, which are rare, and he left it. He threw the cigarette out. Then they tracked down Bel Air 100s, the last person to buy it at a store that carries it. And then did DNA, and then fucking... The fact that he had Bel Air 100... If there were Marlboro Lights, he probably would have got away with it.
You're fucking with cancer right now, and your dick is falling.
I'm liking it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, my dick is totally out.
No, right production. Now. We was at Landmark, and we're in a bathroom, and there was a line because it was obviously crowded. And he's in the middle of the bathroom, literally walking around with his dick hanging out, talking about, I gotta piss.
Like, I'm in the line at Landmark, waiting in line. I'm like, fifth in line. I'm just like, my dick is just totally out. I'm like, Togan, dude, I gotta go so bad, dude. Like, fuck, gotta take a piss. My dick hurts.
Yeah, and everybody's looking. I was like, oh, jeez, I can't fucking go out with you anywhere.
Either way, I just went to pee, and somebody's ass clogged up the shitter.
Again?
Jeez.
Kevin was fucking here for 3 hours last night, covered in shit, I believe, trying to fix the plumbing.
Definitely.
Because some whore keeps putting a tampon down there. Oh, last time I checked, didn't you just finish having your period?
Period.
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
You're the culprit, I believe.
No, I wrap it up and I put it in the trash.
Say, I swear on the dog.
I swear on Penny.
No, I swear on Penny.
That you didn't flush it down the toilet.
No, I never do.
She's a respectable bleeder.
I got sent all these new movies.
You got sent Django. You have to watch Django.
And then the one with Robert De Niro. Silver Lining, something Silver Lining.
Yeah.
You have Django? Oh, I gotta watch that.
SAG sends it to me. I'm supposed to vote on which one I like the best, but...
Dude.
Maybe I'll watch it on the flight today.
Django was Quentin Tarantino going, I'm gonna get Jamie Foxx, and I'm gonna make all these white people say nigga as many times as possible.
Nigga?
Nigga.
Or nigga.
No.
It flip flops back and forth. But literally,
I'm with my black breast friend right here. I'm allowed to say it.
Literally,
yes, you are.
Literally, Dominic.
You have permission. Bam has permission.
Dominic, literally, they say it like five.
Bam in production has permission.
Five times a sentence in that movie.
Five times a sentence.
I'm with my black best friend, therefore I can say black jokes.
I know.
What did the black guy say when he got to the ocean? Now, how am I going to steal all this?
I thought that was Novak.
Well, that could be Novak, too.
Yeah, that definitely could go for Novak.
Dominic, you realize you could substitute any black joke as a Novak joke, and it works the same.
It really is.
Dude, yo.
Except for the big dick jokes. Those don't work for Novak.
How many Novaks does it take to change a light bulb? It takes four. One to change the bulb, and the other three to mash all their dicks together so it equals one normal-sized dick.
That's an Irish joke.
But it's also a Novak joke.
It's also a Novak joke.
How many Novaks does it take to change a light bulb? Well, it takes two. One to change the bulb, and the other one to do heroin. How many French people does it take to change a light bulb? Well, it takes two. One to change the bulb, and the other one to forget to put on deodorant. Speaking of that, I'm starting to think that I have goddamn impetigo.
What the fuck is impetigo?
Impetigo is some dirt disease because Scarlett and Ava, Jess's kids, wound up getting it, gave it to the fucking teacher, gave it to Kelly, gave it to Jess, and then I show up and then Scarlett sneezes right in my fucking face.
No, it's actually strep throat, that is.
But
impetigo sounds way more scary.
It sounds like an STD.
She says, bam, I wouldn't hug Scarlett if I was you because she has impetigo on her. It's like a little thing right here. And then I go, hey, Scott.
Like.
Scott goes, hachoo! Right in my fucking face. I'm like, rad.
And it's highly
fucking rad.
Oh, it's fucking.
No, but it's one of those things where I'm probably going to start feeling some fucking minging ass cold sore coming up tomorrow.
Well, and now you're going to take it to Australia. Now you're the star
and
of the plague.
And then I, yeah.
I'm going to Australia today. Across the world, you're the star of the plague. You're contagion.
I got to get on a fucking... Well, I'm not going to tell them that.
Probably not.
So, what are you doing in Australia? Well, first of all, customs guys, I got impetigo, so... that would be a really wise decision. It's like fucking Hannah. He's going to London to do a CKY tour, and he's the fucking production manager of the tour. Well, he doesn't have a credit card or very much cash on him, but when he gets out of the airport, he's getting picked up by the tour bus who's going to give him his per diem, which is a few thousand dollars. Well, what does he tell the customs people? So how many credit cards and money do you have on you? Well, I got like $22 and I got no credit cards. And it's just like, boom, denied. It's like, you idiot. You should have just said, I'm on a tour. I'm the tour manager. If you want to walk outside with me right now, you'll see a big tour bus there, and they're going to give me my per diem, and they're, like, we sleep on the bus and in hotels. Like, I don't have the proper information. He just said,
hey, right
so where
now,
are you staying?
CDS broke.
Where are you staying? Well, no. Place. Well, how much money do you have? Well, no. It's like, boom, denied. I'm not letting this bum in the fuck. So he flew all the way 10 hours to London just to fly right back home.
Just to get called a freeloader.
And dude, and it costs the same, everything costs the same amount, only it's double. Like, a fucking English pound is, like, if this beer costs $3, it's £3, which means you're spending six. Everything's doubled over there. And Australia's the worst. Cigarettes in Australia are at fucking $20.
What?
That's a buck a cigarette. So when somebody says, hey, babe, can I bum a smoke? Fucking no.
Bring a carton. They would make like $50.
That's a buck a cigarette in Australia. Yo, bro, can I bum a smoke? Fucking no. Hang on. I need Kelly to put on a headset real quick. First of all, didn't your dog shred up your panties last night and then you shit yourself or something?
I think it's a pit bull thing.
I need to know all about it.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get over
here. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is that one on? I want to know. The dog shredded your panties and you're still rocking them apparently.
Yeah. They're the only ones I brought. So
you should have just
free-balled. Yeah. Why didn't you just free-ball it?
I don't know.
She doesn't have balls.
Yeah, I don't have balls.
Just, first
it's just
of a term.
All. It's just a term. Jeez.
Sorry.
It's a term.
Just like Newing and Newport.
So let's get to the bottom of this. First of all, how did the dog wind up shredding your panties? Why do you still have them on?
And obviously your pussy tastes good. Yeah.
Well, she has a habit of doing that.
Turn on over here, lesbo.
They were the only ones that I packed. So.
Well, I just threw. Never trust a fart.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Never
Delaware
trust a fart.
Delaware whore taught me that.
When did this dog thing happen? Were you wearing them at the time?
No, like she just chews my underwear, and then I put a little laundry in, and I packed some clothes, and I threw these underwear in the bag.
So the dog shredded it when you weren't even there. And
yeah, I wasn't even looking.
I didn't know they were shredded. Then once you put them on, you realize that the dog checked half of it to shreds. Yeah. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to rock them anyway.
I mean, they were the only ones I brought to Beth's, and I was like, not about to be like, Beth, let me get some underwear. It was brutal. It makes me embarrassed to talk about, but from what I hear, it happens to a lot of people.
What does Dead Rabbit think about it?
He was laughing hysterically, as were my parents. I had, like, no support in the matter, you know?
Dead Rabbit thought it was funny.
Yeah, no, it was me and my parents at the salon, and I was like, God damn it. And my mom's like, what? I'm like, I just shit my pants. That was their reaction, too. It was... So I left in a hurry.
I like the fact that you decided to just admit it. I would too.
I think I was reaching out. I wanted somebody to say, you know what? I've done that too.
Dude, I shit my pants in your brother's backyard talking to you, and I hit it for a year.
That makes me feel so much better.
Most people would be like, they would just not tell a soul.
Dude, I shit my pants.
You show up at goddamn alibis. 10 people know.
I think I was reaching out for support. I think I wanted people to be like. Aw, P-Duck.
That's true.
That's nice.
But she's wearing Mohawk's leather jacket, so...
I feel like Fonzie.
It's warm.
Fonzie. I was in Prague one time doing a skate contest. I was 18 years old, and this dude... I won't say his last name, but his name was Hanzi. And he's a really good skater. And he fucking tried this really hard trick and slammed so hard that he shit his pants in front of 20,000 people in a stadium.
That would be terrible.
Then he got into the cab, and the dude smelled the shit on him because he wanted to go back to the hotel to change. Then he kicked him out. Then he had to fucking try to find another cab. Just a pure humiliating disaster. Falling so hard on a skateboard that you shit yourself. Not only do you shit yourself, there's 20,000 people watching you. Oh, so now you have like, and he was wearing a pair of tan ass khaki pants. If he was rocking black pants or something, it would have worked out. But no, tan. So you can totally see the shit dripping.
Well, that was Shitbird's genius invention was underwear that was yellow in the front and brown in the back. That way you could never tell.
If I was a girl and I, even if it was goddamn Brad Pitt, he's hot, let's say him. If he had yellow ass undies with brown in the back, I would be like, you're not so hot anymore. I don't feel like sucking your dick.
I don't know, Brad Pitt.
Well, all right, Brad Pitt, all right, fine. But all right, let's pick somebody who's medium hot, like Jeremy Piven.
That's your medium?
Yeah, he's medium hot. What makes him hot is his arrogance and shit, but all in all, he's not a very good looking person.
Okay.
Personality.
Medium is Jeremy Piven. I'm doing all right. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm devoting the song to Kelly. It's called I Shit As I Came.
Oh, is this Shat?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was my parents called me Mrs. Shatner all day then.
Yeah, her parents kept calling
You know what?
Mrs.
Let's start
Shatner.
Off with shaving her vagina and then I
Be
Shit
careful
As
what
I
you
Came.
Cook.
Vagina and then track 43, I Shit As I Came.
I Shit As I Came?
Cunt is all we need.
They're ballads.
Ellen DeGeneres is such a fucking cunt. Richard Christie
like
from
Ellen.
The Howard Stern Show. What the fuck? Holding farts. Think your shit don't stink. That fucking chick is fucking mint. I hate Paris Hilton for no fucking reason. I woke up with a hard-on today. One lay per day. Munch a bunch of cunt. Chicken shit. My balls smell like my ass. You know what? My balls smell like... All right, let's play Shaving Her Vagina, My Balls Smell Like My Ass. Because these are very quick songs. That's why there's 50 tracks.
And chicken shit.
Track 2.
Shaving her vagina.
Now I gotta hear my balls smell like my ass. There's a perfect fucking Jackass song.
It is.
It's like wanting to do a stunt and you're scared to do it. And you're up there getting ready to do it, but you're like pussying out.
Goes, chicken shit, chicken shit, chicken shit. You won't do it.
Just hear it.
No.
You hear one, you got them all.
That's why they're so quick. Let's hear track 20. It's called Don't Vote, and it lasts 3 seconds.
Don't vote.
Alright.
that
right. Track 9, Head First.
That song right there is going to win.
Before I fuck her, I went Head First. Fuck everything. Let's try that one. 19. Three holes, no waiting. I think three holes, no waiting. Track three. Wait, I like that. Fuck the ground. All right. Well, chat, ladies and gentlemen. These advertisements on YouTube these days.
It's bullshit.
Ruin the flow of my day so bad. It pisses me the fuck off. Whatever the ad is, I'm never going to buy it because of that.
No, precisely. YouTube sucks dick now.
What about the ad on YouTube?
If I really wanted...
While I'm jerking off.
That's even worse.
That's the worst.
You're trying to jerk off and you've got to look at an advertisement of a new fucking Robert De Niro film? No, I don't want to see this.
Shit, I'd love to go to the site where it gives
you ads on Robert
De Niro. If I
wanted Fruity fucking Pebbles
cereal
really bad... And then a Fruity Pebbles thing comes on when I'm trying to jerk off, I'll simply go buy Chex or Kix.
Well,
or
don't
honeycomb.
And it doesn't pop up.
Or honeycomb.
Honeycomb I can deal with.
The commercial in the beginning before the porn. No, you're like 4 minutes into it and it's like, McDonald's dollar menu. Are you fucking serious?
I don't know what porn sites you're going to. I love a McDonald's menu. All I get is make your dick 10 inches longer and it's some like twink looking Lotus motherfucker with a giant ass cock.
That's on the right hand side.
Yeah.
Talking about during the video it stops your video and a commercial pops up now. 2013.
Speaking of fucking McDonald's, Token brought over an Egg McMuffin for me and Eric somehow ate it. The cat. Eric the cat ate an Egg McMuffin.
He's a motherfucker.
Dude, he ate the Egg McMuffin.
That little motherfucker.
He's something else because he literally opened the...
He eats Doritos.
Well, see, that's what you get for naming your cat a human name.
My fucking cat eats Doritos. He eats pasta all the time.
Pasta?
No, Monster eats pasta constantly.
He loves Chinese food.
He does.
Fucking hot sauce. What was it?
Hot sauce.
Tom Yum soup, Thai food.
Yeah. Dude, no, I'm not even lying.
A cat loving Chinese food is kind of cannibal.
Hold on. I gave my cat 6 McNuggets and he ate them all. He's this big and he ate 6 McNuggets.
The cat has never hissed at me until I tried to take a chicken McNugget away from it and went.
And then Trouble's different. Trouble won't even eat a fucking pepperoni, but I'll catch him eating a fucking a mouse's asshole after.
A vast virus database has been updated.
Pepperoni, what you know about mouse ass?
No.
Like, Trouble refuses a pepperoni, but no, he'll eat the ass of a mouse.
Yeah. Well, there's minerals and stuff.
Trouble's caught a rattlesnake. No, not a rattlesnake. A snake of some sort.
They caught a bat.
A fucking bat.
I don't even know how
a squirrel.
Happens.
Oh, wait a minute.
Birds.
I saved a bird from
a raccoon. No, almost a raccoon, but he got fucked up by it.
No, I'm waiting for the day we look out back and all 6 of your cats are hunting down a deer like a pack of fucking lions chasing a goddamn gazelle.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I guarantee they're coordinated.
There's your antlers.
Yeah, I need antlers.
Very organized.
I gotta do a photo shoot of Nikki naked in the woods with antlers, so I need antlers.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Oh, holy lord, I got a moment. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter.
Turn it up, faction.
Yo, what up, it's your boy Production. Raining from the 215 after the 610. Means I'm the best in the West along with the Northeast, baby. Check me out, I'm hyper. I got a rap, dog. You better listen, bitch. Don't confuse my words and start twisting it. I get a pussy wet like I christened it. And I ain't just fucked the game, I started fisting it. Don't start missing shit, you better watch me. Accomplishments, confidence, and I'm cocky. Flowing like a river, but the water's getting choppy. No one I deliver, try to mock me, I'm a honky. I'm a white kid, and you like it. I'm like your grandpa, I'm the nicest. James Bond, a rap without a license. Beat a beat up during the day with a nightstick. I said a nightstick, can I still use it then? You're like a casino, bitch, you let the losers in. Don't leave your chicks loose inside the roosters. Then I'll be busting nuts like a neuter them. Go play with your computer friends. Her tits bounce like a basketball. I like her lips thick and her ass off. We getting high, bitch. Blast off. Your girl, she gives me brains all day. Zombie bitch, blast off. I want the slice of the pie. Give me my segment. I smoke till I'm high. All my blunts look pregnant. My buddy's out of Lambo. My bitch has got a bus pass. Her pussy handles like a Lambo Platinum Plus ass. A plus blunts pass. Trying to get high all day like a head on a giraffe. Like a bank bounce. I'm looking at her figure. She is thicker than a Snickers. Wants to follow me like Twitter. And I let that kush burn.
Work on the stove. I'm sitting on the counter blowing perp out my nose. Red bone naked in the bed flexing. I say, bitch, I ain't impressed. You must have got the wrong impression. I ain't with the BS. I'm flying in PF. Man, we living in hell like a deep breath. Real niggas with real money. Real bitches with fake asses. If she don't want fuck her, get on my skateboard.
and I skate past the money on the table. Guns on the table. Bitch, I'm on that syrup. Tell that hoe they go my ego and my girlfriend is a chopper. I think fuck that hoe. Hello, I am Tunchi. You had me at hello. Drop top Maybach. Clean like Ajax. Man, I don't fuck with none of you niggas like rednecks. We got that work, so come and get it. If we don't know you, you pay tax. I put a hole in your apple. What that is? Apple Jacks. Pussy nigga, I murder you. Then dance at your funeral. Blood, I have a nigga drinking his own blood. Communion. Wake up like bone thugs. I call your bluff. Pick the phone up. Her titties fake, but they look real. Cubic zirconias. When you run up in your house, spare the kids and kill the grown-ups. Your bitch call me when she hot. Krispy Kreme donuts. Shout out to my new hoes. Shout out to my old hoes. I still wear that ass out like a wardrobe, bitch. What they gon' say? Still eating rappers on my fucking lunch break. Bad yellow bitch with a tongue like a snake. I let her suck my dick and then I fuck her to some Drake. And then I let that kush burn. Let that kush burn, yeah, I let that kush burn. Smoking gasoline, bitch. The booth on fire. I'm in here getting higher. Young money, bitch, we at the top like barbed wire. Money on my mind, I ain't think about no bitch. I'm talking about that scratch like my motherfucking throat itch. Stop stunning if you're ballin' by your bitch something. Stayed on the same team like Tim Duncan. Shit get real if you're scared, go to Catholic school. And if we want a straight jacket like a padded room, shoot your ass 100 times and stand over you. Lil' Tunchi so fly, got arachnophobia. Burn, bitch, AK in my firm grip. Leak if you feelin' like Kermit. Sermons, preach, reach. And I smoke your ass like cheek. I be faded like bleach, double barrel, Siamese. I like my swisher obese. Fuck that bitch like police. Fuck these haters with no grease. You get chin check, goatee. Money talks, bitch, and mine talks like Robin Leach. That lean got me slow as Lisa Turtle, ass preach. Bank card heavy, my wallet like a barbell. My girl got a fat cat. Call that shit Garfield. We'll bring the old cake cut rail to your doorbell. We pull triggers, not coattails. I make lump sums. Oatmeal, I'm stunting. Getting new money. Truck fitting money. Mountain Dew money. Tell them I get better like fine wine. I'm fire like cayenne. In the words of my nigga BP, I hit a bitch with a car bomb. Boom. Niggas gon' talk, ain't talking about shit. Niggas gon' bark, I go Mike Vick. Fucking fuck niggas on that fuck shit. Suck a nigga's dick, bust a truck fit. Then let that kush burn, let that kush burn, yeah, let that kush burn. Smoking gasoline, bitch, the booth on fire. I'm in here getting higher. Holla at a nigga if you want that Oscar Mike too. Dedication, fuck. Me, Sean, fuck with me.
We're going hot right now. Oh,
stop. Come on for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Fashion.
I flew to Florida and he wound up with this hot looking, what he thought was a girl.
Nuh-uh.
What yes. was a man?
Really?
Yes.
Nuh-uh, that's not true.
Then when they were making out, he felt her beanbag.
Dude.
I was like, hold on. Hers is bigger than mine.
How many Hennessy's in?
Probably a lot.
I think there's a lot of slow gin and Corona as well.
Yeah. It's the same feet.
It's all dudes there, moron.
Well,
what do you mean?
Kinda.
St. Petersburg is so like wait, a gay capital
so,
of Florida.
So once you realized that it was a tranny, what happened?
It was kind of funny because I walked away. I was like, hold on. I know I didn't feel something bigger than mine. And she left.
Because she knew that you were not too fond of that?
Yeah.
Why am I saying she?
Or he.
Shim.
Shim.
Shim. Shim.
Ooh, Danko Jones.
Ooh.
I got a lot. Yeah, because I'm doing this song in Australia.
Are you?
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of fucking fast lyrics, so I got to actually learn it because I forget a few.
Is this the DeVito video?
No, it's I Think Bad Thoughts.
What, with Nikki's fine ass?
True.
That's the other one. Of course, Bethany goes to the one where Nikki's half naked the whole time.
See that girl naked?
Dude, we're losing our girlfriends to each other. You realize this?
Oh, well, yeah.
We need to find out.
It's not a very thing to be mad about.
I'm okay with
Danko
it.
Danko Jones, I think they thought. I've done a few things that I shouldn't be proud of. I got no remorse, no regrets, never happy endings, only stock sets. And if you want to get down, I can go down as low.
toilet like you're taking a piss. It should be good to see for a change just a day how the other half lives. And when I take you out, I'll stay in town, make sure you're getting nervous. You won't understand that's how it is as a knight in Satan's service.
This morning, how did you two, Mohawk and Bethany, wake up this morning?
No, she slept through the whole fucking thing. I found out. I woke up to Nikki's ass
on my
head.
You didn't even wake up to me jacking off on your face.
I found out later.
My dick was pressed against your cheek and almost hers too a little bit. I have it on film to prove it.
I've seen so much of your dick then she pressed one day.
Well, yeah, it's right here right now. My sweatpants are ripped and I don't feel like walking up two fucking stories to get
honestly,
a new pair.
Thankfully, I woke up to Nikki's ass and not your dick. But those pants remind me of the fucking Mercedes dealership.
What was the Mercedes dealership?
You went looking at a new car and me and you went, it was after the Moxie video, we were hungover as fuck. And we went to the Mercedes dealership, and you sat down in this fancy-ass, they didn't show it to anybody, down in the basement Mercedes with buttons that shaded all the windows and everything. And the guy leaves, and you look at me, and you go, my beanbag is on the leather.
Did I buy it?
No.
What was I doing there?
We were bored.
We were just at the dealership.
We were hungover.
That's not like me. If I'm going there, I'm going to get the car washed.
It was right before you bought the Porsche. You were looking at a new car.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you got written down on your list over there that could be important to tell some people?
Well, that I'm going to Australia to do 10 Fuckface Unstoppable shows on a yacht from town to town. Sydney, Australia, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, Mackay, whatever.
Well, and then that's being ran by Alex, right?
And then you'll obviously tweet out where it'll be. Yeah, and you know what? I bought Novak a $2,000 ticket to come out here, but apparently he's such a piece of shit on pills that I told his girlfriend that I canceled his flight with it, which isn't true yet. But, you know, I don't know what to do with his ass.
You know how much she was probably looking forward to 3 weeks without his ass.
No, I don't agree.
I think she has mixed feelings about that because God knows what he's going to be doing. Yeah. When he's not there, when she's not there.
Well, at least he doesn't have a connection yet for pills.
Oh, he'll fucking find
one. He'll find one, but at least he's on a yacht to where, like, you guys can pick out the scumbag.
Do you think that Novak has any fucking shame at all about anything?
No,
he'll walk right into a bar, it doesn't matter what fucking bar it is. It could be Kildare's, it could be Barney Stone, it could be Barnaby's. He'll ask the bartender,
yeah, dude, you know where to find any Xanax or blood sugar or Percocets.
Like, you'll just ask everybody until somebody says yes. If you're in a bar with 100 people, somebody's going to either have it or know how to get it.
Yeah. He did that down Florida.
And he has no shame in asking everyone.
He just walks up to people, bang on people's doors.
Dude, you watched him pick a pill off the fucking ground one day and throw it in his mouth, and you said, what is that? And he goes, I don't know, we'll find out in 15 minutes.
Right. We were walking down the street, and he found some yellow pill laying on the bricks. I'm like, what is that? He's like, I don't know.
Find out in 15 minutes.
So you're doing 10 Fuckface Unstoppable tours or shows in
Australia. It might even be more because
you're there for 3 weeks.
I'm leaving today, and I don't get back until the 3rd. So that's a lot.
That's a long time.
And I said that I don't want to be there not doing shows. Like, I don't want to, like, have 3 days off.
Right, right. Well, that'll be cool. You guys just, you did just shoot that music video for...
Yeah.
For, what is that Turbo Negro song?
It's, it's called All My Friends Dead, but, it'll probably be on YouTube within 2 days.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to play it right now.
No, that's one of my favorite songs when you perform it, because you drop Kick Novak in the face most of the time. And I watch him, like, get all scared like a little kid because you have, like, rings all over your hands. And he knows that you're probably going to punch him. Like,
wait, who?
Novak, when you're performing that song on stage. It's pretty hilarious. Like, I watch him, like, get very, very scared. And Novak isn't scared of anything, really.
Novak's job is basically, this is Novak's job. When I do an appearance, he gets paid about $800 to get punched right in his face as hard as I can every single night.
Every night.
Well, as someone, $800 a night. That's not too bad, really.
As someone who's been dropped,
I'll take a punch to the face every day for $800.
As someone who's been dropped kicked by you, that shit hurts.
It hurts me worse. I jump up and kick both of my feet in your face, I land right on my tailbone.
You did it to me at Minerva, and I fell into a keyboard and a bass effects pedal.
Yeah, but, I mean, well, how about this? It's 50-50 on both of our ends.
I'll agree.
When I jump up and kick you with both feet, I land right on my goddamn tailbone on the bricks or grass or whatever. It hurts.
Okay, I won't lie. That makes me feel better about it.
So it's a 50-50 deal.
I've seen you tell the crowd, like, punch Novak and I'll take $10 off of his debt of $100,000.
I said that in fucking Tampa. I told everybody on the mic, there's about 1,000 people there, and I say, Novak wrecked my car for $100,000, so everybody who decides that they want to punch him when he's down there at the bar later on, I'll deduct $10 per punch from the bill. So people are just left and right punching him in the fucking face and the back of the head when he's trying to chill at the bar. He's like, all right, enough is enough, man. This is fucking bullshit. This is getting bullshit now.
Dude, I should have $200 then.
Yeah, Bethany punched him in the face 20 times right very here.
Well, you should thank you because it just deducted me $200 off the bill that he owes.
Nothing beats.
That he'll never pay.
Nothing beats.
Never.
Nothing
put
beats
it on my tab. Put it on my tab.
His birthday down at St. Petersburg.
Was it his 32nd or 35th?
He doesn't know. And Bam got a cape. So we're all on stage, and Bam was like, all right, we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Like.
First of all, when I say, hey, everybody, it's Novak's birthday, so let's all sing him Happy Birthday. Nobody wants to fucking sing that fucking song. And I know that. So I'm like, Happy Birthday. Boom! I just instantly smashed him with the cake. I'm like, fuck that song, and fuck you, Novak.
And some girl was just walking in. Cake went about 20 feet. Some girl just walked in. She got smashed with this big-ass piece of cake. And she's like,
Did she even stay?
Damn, that was a pretty good girl's orgasm right there.
I think Novak apologized or something.
I know my girls and I watch my porn.
Novak actually spilled red wine all over this businessman on the flight from LA to here. And I'm sitting behind him and I can see everything he's doing. And I know that he's a shit pile by this point because he already had 6 glasses of it. So now he's holding the red wine, knocks it all over this businessman. He goes, Jesus Christ, you know, all right, I'm sorry, I said I was sorry, now relax. And he's just like, relax, I gotta go to a fucking meeting right from this airplane straight to the thing, and now I'm covered in red wine. He goes, all right, well, hope floats, chill. Hope floats. That's a Sandra Bullock movie.
Hope floats.
Hope fucking floats? Where did you come up with that?
You got anything you want to promote? We got like two minutes left.
Motherfucker.
Oh, he also said, wait, he says one other thing too. He said, yeah, he goes, well, there's red wine covered all over. All right, well, it's not going to be... This ain't my first time, and it certainly ain't going to be the last. That's what he said. It certainly ain't going to be the last.
Yeah, we're
out. All right, well, let's end this with...
Want to tell anything here?
I don't know what one dumb promoter means.
When we were in Florida with David Lee Homo, the 3 videos of
him... He sent me a nice gift, so I don't want to...
Of him getting hit with buckets of water and pillows and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, well, I like him today because he sent me a nice gift.
Oh, so you can't look
so
it up.
I like him today. So I'm not going to talk any shit on David Lee Homo.
And he likes Loftus every day.
And you can still look up the video, though.
He does like Loftus every day.
All right, so let's play Lil Wizzy. How about type in Turbo ACs.
Turbo ACs.
The song's called Substance. So this is Turbo AC's from Germany, and the song's called Substance, and I'm off to Australia. So later, motherfuckers, Radio Man Series 28 Faction, 43, 52, 81, 96.
Whatever.
You're listening to it right now.
You're listening
now.
To
listening
it,
to
so
it
have
right
fun.
Now.
Later.
See ya.
Little too much fun, little too too much fun she having, having. And she be calling me up because she caring, caring. 100 times a day, 1,000,000 times a week. And every time she texts my phone, I fucking hit delete.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Band.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Band at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Band at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.